Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I don't give a damn, and I just wanna dance.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
When I created Carapy several years back, I was looking to do something for something big in the way of hair loss. As host of the show and all these other amazing things and being in and around the hair and beauty folks for so long and listening to the cries, the deafening cries of our amazing fans who suffer with hair loss, and it affects so many people. We're talking high numbers here. Who struggle with hair loss and the medical term alopecia. And so I wanted to address this product line in something that I felt could make a difference and literally give them a fighting chance to have another opportunity at growing their hair back. And I have to say, what I was able to work with folks who understood my idea for a scientific approach, along with some amazing all-natural ingredients. And when it comes to product lines, everything is about having, what goes in that bottle be the best that it can be, and then also coupling it with an amazing name and branding. And that's what we did with Carapy. And after rigorous testing and all of that, it was ready to make its debut, and I'm so proud. Our amazing hair shampoo and conditioner was released with amazing results to folks who have, it's made its way all the way over to Africa. I'm so proud of that. We've had distributors all over the country. We have orders that are placed to, folks who carry our products at their hair salons and barbershops. And what I love about Carapy is that it's used for men and women equally. And so it's good for the whole family. And it's all about stimulation of the scalp, and Carapy specializes in that. And that's what I'm so happy about. Now, it took some work to get it off the ground. So I don't want folks thinking that it's so easy to develop products. It is not. It is work. And you need a plan and an effective product. And so, otherwise you can be in big trouble. So, I'm so very happy that we have Carapy. And we will always have Carapy. It is 100%, it's amazing, and I love it. And this is just the beginning for Carapy. So, the shampoo, conditioner, and our amazing beard oil that does so much for the guys. So, this is something that is fantastic. The barbershops carry our Carapi beard oil. In their shops, we have all kinds of wholesale opportunities. You could even be a distributor for the beard oil. You could be a distributor for the shampoo and conditioner. We also have a complete line that is also being released as well, and so many other things. And I just want to say thank you to the many customers and fans of our Carapi products. And we thank you. And if you would like to order Carapi, certainly you can reach us, as you know, on the internet through our social media. Or you can simply go to our website at HAIRadio.com and contact us, or just give us a call at our amazing brand new customer service number, which is 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. It's a toll-free number. And so I thank you for supporting my brand. And by the way, it's Carapi, as in carry and therapy. Thank you.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have with me two of my amazing colleagues on this show, on the broadcast. We're talking about Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him. And my co-host with the most, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, guys. Good morning to both of
you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. And good morning to everybody.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. We're all ripe and ready. Now, listen, I want to first, this is for you guys out there and all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, everybody who's listening from all the different corners of literally planet Earth. And out into the universe out there. I want to kind of do something that we've never talked about on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, guys, now you know this, and you sharp-eared fans, listeners out there, you guys know that, you know, we're a breakfast show. We are on from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, Monday through Friday. That's 5 to 8 Central. You guys know that. Right here through Block Talk, and we're heard through Upscale Magazine Radio as well, and we're shouting out fans everywhere. I've never figured out what our breakfast and morning habits or morning routines are. And so we're starting with our amazing co-host on the show to find out some of the things that they do in the morning. Like, let me lead off with this, okay? And we'll see what happens with what you guys do. Okay, first of all, here's my morning routine where it pertains to coffee or tea, literally. And so I have to say, part of what I created in the Hair Radio Morning Show was literally to make sure that we are a breakfast show, that we are doing the broadcast. We are on in the mornings while folks are, you know, scrambling the eggs for the family and, you know, finishing their showers. And they're listening to what we're talking about right here on the broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so for me, the first thing I do, I'm going to ask you guys this. This is how much do you know about your co-host, Carrie Hines? Who can guess what time my alarm clock goes off each weekday morning that we're doing the Hair Radio Morning Show? You guys know we're on the air at 6.
4 o'clock.
Oh, my. Oh, well, we've got to see. Is that right?
Just, oh, no. I think it's more like 3 o'clock.
No. No, Nicole Marie is right. I'm up at 3 on occasion. In the morning, that is. But 4 o'clock, my alarm clock goes off. Usually I do wake up, so you're both kind of right, because I usually wake up prior to that. But, yeah, 4 o'clock, the alarm goes off. And the first thing I do
is make sure my coffee pot is on. I'm got to do this. And so I don't have a traditional coffee pot anymore. And I'll tell you, I was so upset because my sister in Philadelphia gave me a coffee pot as a gift several years back. And you guys know she's in Philadelphia, one of my sisters. She's in Philadelphia. I'm living in New York, in Brooklyn. And so I got into one of those kind of Uber-ish type cars. The gentleman picked me up to drive me to back to the train station. And I left her brand new coffee pot that she gave me, coffee maker, in. It was all in a box and beautifully, you know,
oh, no.
In the back. Something told me do not sit it in the back seat of the car. I sat it in the back seat and I got in the front seat. And the gentleman who I didn't know, you know, was a driver and drove me to the station and jumped out of the car. And the moment I jumped out, I remembered. And so I tried to reach the driver back, and of course, I had to leave town. And so I told him, you picked me up at my sister's house. Why don't you just go back and drop the coffee pot off there? So he went back, and I think he ended up having a little crush on my sister. That turned into something, I guess, or whatever. I never saw the coffee pot again. Never.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was a good 5 years ago, and I've never, ever replaced the coffee pot. So what I usually do, this is my coffee routine in the morning. I have what's called like a instant. I love brewed coffee. Do not get me wrong. Who in the world? You can't be a coffee drinker and not like your coffee freshly brewed, okay? But I do. I love freshly brewed coffee. So I'm a serious coffee drinker. So I have to have an instant cup as soon as I get up just to kind of wake me up a little bit. And I usually do about one or two cups before I even, you know, go out to walk my dog. And then once I do that, then I come back in, and then I'll go down to the store. You guys know I'm in New York City, so I can easily walk to the store and get, a freshly brewed cup of coffee. But my coffee routine is, to make an instant cup of coffee. And I really, really do. And I'll tell you, when it comes to coffee, now I'm raising my hand, but how about you guys? Are you here for this? Are you decaf folks or are you caffeinated folks? I'm raising my hand in the bucket of the caffeinated. I like caffeine in my coffee. So I don't want instant coffee. Not instant, decaf. If I want decaf, I'll drink tea. Well, not even tea is decaffeinated. I would just drink water. I haven't figured out the decaf folks yet. So I'm having my instant cup of caffeinated coffee, and I have a certain brand that I like, and I don't know about you guys. I can pretty much drink any kind of instant coffee. Here in New York, Cafe Bustelo is pretty popular, especially with the Latino folks, which we shout them out here, as well as Maxwell House, I don't know. I think Sanka is decaf. I'm not sure, but I could do that too. But my number one favorite, and I love, like I said, Maxwell House, you know, but I think my number one favorite is, what is it called? It is the one that it's not Maxwell House. It's the most flavorful. It is the most flavorful in the morning. Oh my goodness! And it's not. What in the world? It's Taster's Choice. I had to think of it for a second. Taster's Choice.
Wow, man, they've been around for a long time.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, guys, I don't know about you guys, but I get a little bit you know, forming my coffee choice was a little bit scary for me because I associate it with being a kid and looking at these commercials. You don't see these commercials anymore. They used to have, like, Dr. Welby was on the Senka commercial, the lady who plays the evil witch, Margaret Hamilton, was on the Maxwell House commercial. That lady, Mrs. Olson, was on the Folgers commercial.
Wow. Yeah, I remember all of those commercials.
Well, of course you do, Michael Hopkins. So,
oh, yeah.
See, this is how I made my coffee choices. So when I have coffee in the morning, it's now nostalgic for me. And I'm sure for many others, too. It's nostalgic. So will I replace my coffee pot? I'll keep you posted. Will I switch from my instant to my percolated? Well, I'll also let you know. But that is my morning coffee routine.
Great, great, great.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, over to you guys. What about you? Let's ask Michael H., what about you? What's your morning coffee routine? And is it as elaborate as that story?
Wow, yeah, yours has got mine beat. But But, you know, to be kind of honest with you guys, you know, I'm actually not a coffee drinker.
Oh, no. You know what?
Yeah.
You got to turn in your Hair Radio Morning Show card. You did not just say you're not a morning coffee. Well, what? Are you a tea drinker?
Oh, in the mornings, believe it or not, my ritual is this, Carrie and Nicole Marie. I exercise in the mornings. That's
my,
I guess,
pause. We're just going to cut Michael's mic off.
Oh boy, am I in trouble.
What are you talking about? No coffee and you use the E word? Oh my.
Oh yeah, when I get up in the morning, yeah, that's just part of my ritual now.
Wow.
I basically get up in the morning, kind of wake myself up, and before I know it, I'm outside walking the neighborhood. And
wow.
What I do is one of the things that I find that works for me, I have to have a piece of fruit while I'm walking along.
Mm.
It could be an apple.
Okay.
It could be a peach, pear, grapes, banana. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's a piece of fruit, as long as I have a piece of fruit, I'm good. I walk around the neighborhood.
Tell me that's what... So how do you wake up each day? That walk wakes you up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Because, see, what I do when I walk, it gives me a chance to think about things. Like, what am I going to do during the day? Do I have appointments? It stimulates me, and it stimulates my mind to think about things. A lot of times, Carrie and Nicole, I actually take a notepad with me, and as I'm walking along, if I come up with an idea, I write the idea down. It's just a habit I've developed.
What is the first beverage that you do in the morning?
Oh, the first beverage that I do in the morning is either water or some kind of non-sugary juice that I always make, lemonade, a lemon flavored or fruit flavored. It's always,
really?
I never really do a lot of deviating from those two flavors.
Well, what about a hot beverage? No hot beverages in the morning? And by the way,
nope.
I'm not a cold coffee man, let me just say that. But no.
Yeah,
hot
I never
coffee?
Figured that one out either.
Yeah,
cold
so
coffee.
No, okay, you're not a coffee man. So what about teas? Michael's not sitting there sipping on chai tea in the morning.
Oh, no. It's very rare.
I'm trying to
envision
that.
Yeah. You know, it's very, very rare that I drink anything hot in the morning, even if it's cold outside. I still take a, I'll be bundled up, but I got that piece of fruit.
Now what about the Mrs. Michael? How's Mrs. Hopper? Is she a coffee or tea drinker?
Oh, yes, Lord, yes. 1,000 times,
okay.
Yes.
At least somebody
she has to have her coffee.
Okay, yay. How
she has to have her coffee.
Awesome.
If she doesn't have her coffee, Carrie and Nicole,
that's what happens. We love our routine.
Yeah, she's been so used to it over the years. She has to have her coffee.
Wow.
But for me, I have to have a walk. I have to take a walk.
Walk and a piece of fruit.
That's actually a good thing. What were you saying, Nicole Marie?
I said a walk and a piece of fruit.
Walk and a piece
of fruit. Oh, yeah. Got to have those two things.
Now, see, those things are great for me, but they won't do the trick at all. I'll still be like, where's my coffee? I got to have, and by the time I walk the dog, I still have to have another full cup of coffee. So I got to go out and get a brewed coffee. Because, see, to me, there's no real comparison to that. No matter how many instants I drink, it's nothing like a fresh brewed cup. So now, okay, Michael Hopkins, what a great coffee story. That doesn't even include coffee.
I wish I could, and I know when I was in the military, we would do a lot of that stuff. But I just got to a point that this is it's relaxing to me to get out and walk for about, maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour.
Wow.
It's just so relaxing, especially early in the morning, and there's nobody outside, basically. The most excitement I have is I might see a dog or two or a cat.
Yeah.
And we got plenty of them in the neighborhood. I mean,
I think
they got, like, condos or something around here, or they got 3 or 4-bedroom houses, because in our neighborhood, that's all you see is a bunch of cats.
Well, listen, the cats are having their coffee, too. So that's what
this
they're
is
doing.
True.
And they have their morning routine. Nicole Marie, we've got to turn to you. What have you been hearing, and what are your thoughts on what you've heard, and what's your routine?
Well, like Michael, and hold on to your seat, Carrie, I am not a coffee drinker myself.
Oh, I'm
so
outnumbered here, folks. I am
so
outnumbered.
Yes. So it's interesting to hear your coffee story and how you say, you know, I have to have my coffee and then I get a second cup and so forth.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a coffee drinker. My husband is not a coffee drinker.
What?
We do have it in
I'm not coming to visit. I scratch you guys off my visitation list.
Now, we do have it in the house. For when people come to visit and people that are coffee drinkers, we do have a coffee pot, and like I said, we do have coffee in the cabinet, but we do not drink
good.
It.
Okay, I'll still visit. Okay, you've redeemed yourselves. So what is the coffee routine? Yeah, what do you do in the morning?
For myself, I drink tea, or I drink hot chocolate.
Now,
so
what
for
kind
the tea,
of tea is it? Yeah, is it
the tea? I either
Lipton.
Drink. Well, I have a particular brand that I like. It's a lemon ginger tea, and the brand is Bigelow. I really like that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
Bigelow.
Also,
yeah. They used to have commercials
like,
on. Yeah.
Yes. I also drink black tea as well. So there's not just one tea I have to have all the time. I have several that I like. I also drink chamomile tea. It just depends on the mood I'm in and what I want for that particular day.
That would just put me right back to sleep.
Really? It's relaxing for me. It's soothing for me. And
if
I don't drink tea, then I drink hot chocolate.
Well, see, I can dig it with the hot chocolate, but I can't do the hot chocolate first thing in the morning. That's more like in the afternoon or evening. But especially here in New York City when it's freezing cold, I love hot chocolate. But not as my first beverage of the morning. I'm just blown away. Like, I could never drink a relaxing tea. to wake up. It's just not going to do it for me. And I'm not a taste. I don't. I'm not a tea drinker per se. I will keep tea bags here, like you said, for guests and stuff like that. But what's really funny is that I bought some. Well, actually, somebody gave me boxes of tea. Those teas set up in my cabinet for eons. decades, the same boxes of tea were up in the cabinet. And the only tea that I kind of like, and this is really good, true, in the winter is Tetley tea. So I've heard of Bigelow. They have commercials on for Bigelow tea even now. Bigelow is big. There you go. I see the commercials. They have the baseball guy that was on doing the commercials. See, I know your tea, even though I don't drink it. I love Tetley's. I'm not a big fan. I could drink Lipton tea, but I prefer Tetley if I'm going to drink tea. I don't mind once in a while in the evening and it's freezing cold and put some fresh lemon in there. I'm in heaven
with that. Yes.
But
I like
not
Lipton
as my
as well.
Wake-up drink. Yeah. Well, Lipton, I can drink Lipton, but there's a difference to me between Lipton and Tetley. Lipton, I love Lipton, but to me, some of the bags taste like, sweeter. They just have different, you can get, a mixed bag of flavor. Where Tetley seems to be like almost a Swedish kind of tea, almost like they've added something. I love the taste of Tetley. And so I'll drink that on occasion. But again, not my morning routine. Not my morning routine. But that's interesting that you are not really drinking coffee. And neither of you really do that. That is just, wow. I'm blown away.
And I don't just have to do it, in the morning. Sometimes I drink it all throughout the day.
Tea, all that. Oh, yes. Wow, that's why you're so calm. See, I am, and now you see where I get all that energy from on the show.
Well, Carrie, look, I have three kids that I'm running here and there. Hey, I have to stay calm. I have to,
that's
relax.
True.
So I drink my tea and cool out.
Wow, because I'd be going crazy with three kids and full of caffeine. Get over there. You sit down here. Wow. Well, listen, we'd love to hear from all of you guys. Today it's all about our early morning routines. I say the first beverage of the day. You can hashtag that at hairradio.com. Let us know what you think. For the members, we'd love to know your thoughts. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get you guys on to share your routine, your first beverage of the day with Hair Radio. So listen, great job, guys. I'm impressed. Next time we're going to cover what's your favorite breakfast food that you must have each day. So that is something you're going to want to not miss. So thank you, Nicole Marie, my amazing co-star and co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Michael Hopkins, host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, and do a double duty with the Hey Radio Morning Show as well. All right, guys, we'll see you back here. Thank you so much, Upskill Magazine Radio, and all of us at the Hey Radio Morning Show. We'll see you back here next time.
Appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Hines. Of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my honor to welcome back to our broadcast Mr. Jorge. And along with Jorge, we have Miss Naomi. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show.
Welcome.
So much.
Thank you so much, Gary. How are you?
Awesome. I am doing great. Well, first, I want to kind of jump on in, and to all of our sharp-eared listeners, they kind of already know who you are, Jorge.
Okay.
You've been, yes, because you have been a part of the content and programming throughout our network, I should say. You're part of, and we have like a wonderful podcast that's available on 9 platforms, including Spotify and Apple, and they can find you right there. So when they're on listening to their favorite music, you've already informed a great deal of folks all about autism when they have listened to you on the podcast on Spotify, in addition to our archived content through the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are just so honored. You did a great job. And so I just wanted to let you know that on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, thank you for educating us on the subject of autism. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Now, today we have a very special reason for bringing you back to this network and to our amazing show, and that is because you're not alone, like Michael Jackson sang. You are not alone. We have Miss Naomi, who is, I'm going to let you introduce Miss Naomi Jorge. Who is Naomi? Tell us all about Naomi Jorge.
Naomi, I guess you can say it in 3 simple words. I love you.
Wow, okay. And so we're going to just expound on that a little bit. Naomi, if you haven't figured it out already, Naomi and Jorge are an amazing couple who I have the great honor and privilege to introduce you guys to on a much deeper level as well. And that is because Jorge himself has been considered autistic, and so today's focus is to see how you guys, and Naomi, you're a big part of this as well, how to see how you guys are kind of, you know, building and starting a brand new relationship with something like autism as the backdrop as well. And so we're going to talk about all of that, but first let's kind of at least tell the folks, just remind everybody Jorge on what your life is like with autism. We'll start there.
Yes, for sure, Carrie, for sure. I guess I can tell you autism.
And we're going to have you to speak up really well, Mr.
Yes, sir.
You speak up really well on there. Go right ahead.
I guess I can tell you guys that autism is a blessing, but a curse in disguise as a blessing. There's a lot of difficulties that I struggle with, but there's a lot of blessings and benefits that Naomi can have with autism. She can agree. But autism on a day-to-day basis, I struggle socially. And as far as sensitivity, the noises, the volumes can be a lot more difficult to manage compared to you guys that hear six times lesser than we do.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, and you, go ahead. Did you have something else you wanted to add?
As far as relationships, day-to-day meeting people, and I guess it can be hard to communicate, especially when I'm overwhelmed, or it can be hard to understand what someone's feeling, judging by their looks. But it's usually things that I can deal with and I cope with, but I also know how to manage it enough to help me, you know, deal with life on a day-to-day basis, Curry.
Awesome. Well, let me just, as you guys know out there, we all have Google fingers. You know, we're all Google professors. So once I looked up autism, and online it says this, autism is a complex neurobehavioral disorder characterized by impairment in reciprocal social interaction, impairment in communication, and the presence of repetitive and stereotypic patterns of behaviors, interests, and activities. The onset of symptoms is typically before the age of 3. The severity of impairment in the given domains, as well as the pattern of impairments, varies from individual to individual. That is why diagnosticians refer to a spectrum of disability, and we've all heard that ASD, autism spectral disorder. So now I want to turn over a little bit, and we're going to get a little bit more into this. And as I mentioned earlier at the top of this wonderful piece, is that we have an entire video that's out there. You can look and see Mr. Jorge. He's on camera with me as well, which is on our Salon TV Network app, as well as on our Salon TV channel, and then, of course, on Spotify with a podcast. Now, I've got to turn to, I'm getting ready to say, our very special guest today, Naomi, who this is the first time you're making a debut on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So welcome and good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm kind of nervous, but...
Oh, no, no, no. Don't be nervous. You are amongst friends, and we welcome you. And so, Naomi, and that's what I want to do. I want to start... Tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit of myself? Well, I can describe myself as a loving person, first of all. I love to be myself, and I also like to be the right, no matter what the society says. I always like to be the right in this world.
Wonderful. Now, I have to say that the two of you are a couple. And,
yes.
Jorge, we are familiar with Jorge's challenges in being autistic. And, Naomi, you are not. You are not autistic. So I want, what's your impression? What did you, when you guys met and you started to this amazing friendship, what went through your mind? Were you familiar with autism? Because I really, until I had a chance to meet Jorge and learn up close what this is all about, and I can, again, thank Mr. Jorge for that, you know, I was totally unknowing. So this whole thing is very important. It was a big part of my education, and we're helping a lot of listeners today with this as Jorge has kind of educated them along the way as well. So what went through your mind, Naomi?
Well, being honest.
Yes. Oh, sure, be honest. Yes. We're not going to tell anybody on the show. It's just between us three today.
being honest, when we just met, I like him as a friend because he always been a wonderful person, an excellent man. At first, I didn't know he was autistic because back in the time, I didn't really know what autistic looks like. I thought back in the moment, I thought autistic was, as many movie theater, they pointed out as more like mentally challenged. But he definitely, he is a wonderful man. So I learned what is autistic when I met him. When he told me, hey, I'm autistic, I'm like, are you serious? You're lying. You're lying. But what he showed me actually is true. He struggled socially, but definitely that's something that we can work on, because the key of our relationship is that it's just accepting to each other, accepting our strengths and also weaknesses. We need to accept our weaknesses in order to overcome and to achieve our goals also as a couple. So he needs to accept me as I am, and I also need to accept him as he is, as an autistic, wonderful person, I will say. So we also need to love to each other. Doesn't matter if he's not perfect. He won't be perfect, as well as I. I will never be perfect. But we can be perfect to each other, right, Georgie?
I agree.
You agree?
Wow.
So
I'm just, yes, please, go right ahead, Naomi.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
No, please.
So being honest, being with an autistic man as Georgie has been a blessing. He sometimes, he might say, it's not a blessing, it's like a curse. I don't really think so. It's just how we handle the things. Can be a curse depending if we don't know how to handle autism. If we know what it is, so we know how to handle it. Exactly. So we know how to handle it. And once we know, that can be a blessing, because what I love from Georgie is that he can lie to me. Literally, he can. He can, because he can. You cannot when he try to lie to you. He can. Sometimes he tries to impress or do something or try to, I don't know, to lie, but you can tell by his eyes that he's lying. And he, at the end, even if I don't notice, he says, like, oh, I'm sorry, Naomi, I lied to you. I'm like, okay. He's really honest.
5 seconds later, after telling him,
yeah, because he gets totally, like, uncomfortable with himself. He cannot, he can't be an actor when he's lying.
Yes.
So he gets really uncomfortable with himself, and you can notice. So you start asking him, hey, Georgie, there is something wrong. And then he's like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Naomi, I lied to you. And I said, I'm not as young as I know.
So to interrupt, I'm going to tell you the truth. So we were, like, a couple of weeks back. We were laughing about it. I said, Naomi, I'm going to be honest. If I ever have staples, if I come home from work with staples in my eyes, you've got to know that I cheated on you.
Oh.
But definitely he won.
No. We know he's joking.
But definitely he won.
I am blown away. I really am. I have to say, I'm just beyond words. Beyond words. And I appreciate both of you being so candid and just being upfront and honest. And I have to say in this, you know, let me just catch everybody up to speed on this. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two folks on who are very special to me, and they are actually very special guests today. We're talking about the subject of not just autism, but how it also affects the folks closest to you. And in the case of our guest today, we have Mr. Jorge. We're going to just say Jorge. Now, Jorge is autistic.
Yes,
you are autistic. But, you know, you're not here today by yourself. You have an amazing, amazing, wonderful lady named Naomi, who we're overjoyed to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. and to hear the words that you've just expressed about Jorge and how you're working together, you're a team, a unit, if you will, is just mind-blowing. And so I just wanted you to know that. It sounds so just...
Thank you so much, Gary.
Awesome. You did well, Jorge. You did well.
Really appreciate it.
You did well. Okay. Yes. And Naomi, you did well. You did well. Okay. So I just want you guys to know that. Now, for you listeners out there, this is really, really an important subject. And you know what? The whole thing about the social aspect of it, because these are things that those of us who are not dealing with autistic may take for granted. And so I can actually tell you I would probably lose my patience very quickly early on because I might not understand what to look out for. So this is why it's important to familiarize yourself, or to, I think, educate is a better way to say it. Did you begin to kind of do some research, Naomi? How have you kind of, you know, prepared yourself, so to speak, for some of the challenges in being with someone who's autistic?
Yes. We definitely, we had to do some research. In my case, I need to do some, and I'm still doing some research about how to deal, how to work with an autistic when he's on his mood. Sometimes he gets overwhelmed.
Yeah.
With certain things, with certain noises too. So I do, in my case, I really need to be really calm and try to speak to him really in a lovely way. For example, in his case, he loves me when I hug him. Anytime that I need to tell him maybe a really strong topic, maybe something that can make him overwhelmed, I need to first hug him and tell him beautiful stuff, and then I can start telling him what I really need to tell him.
And it works every time.
Yes, and it works all the time. Thanks, God.
But to interrupt you, I also have to, you know, get onto a same level with understanding that it's not just an autistic in a relationship. It's also Naomi.
Yes.
The non-autistic. So I'm... we're both getting to the point where we're accepting each other's differences, and we're also trying to learn how to manage each other's differences instead of making firing
gaps. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, go right ahead.
There's no firing gap where we can create explosion. We don't want that. So I think for me, the best thing that I've been trying to do is learning that I am autistic. I struggle socially. So instead of asking her to help me and be patient with me, I have to do the same thing for her. Please be patient with her because I'm struggling.
Exactly. So and that's you were next on our list. I just wanted you to know. I was coming to you next, Jorge, but you took us right there because I was about to ask you. Now, we have identified the challenges of a person who is non-autistic and interacting with someone in a relationship who is autistic.
Yes.
Well, now we're going to flip it around as Jorge kind of just went there. So what are some of the I'm coming in with my stereotypes, of course, so that's so that I understand. But, Jorge, are there any challenges in having being in a relationship with someone who is non-autistic?
Honestly, I would be honest with you. The main challenge is social tension. Like sometimes you might want to say certain things, but there's a time and place for everything. So differentiating those two differences can be difficult depending on how I am feeling and depending on why I'm feeling and when I'm feeling.
Okay. And I was just thinking as you were saying, I was like, well, that kind of sounds like all relationships to me. But I know what you mean. It can be exacerbated or, you know, accentuated because of the autism.
A lot more intense for us.
Right, exactly. Okay, wow. Well, folks, again, if you're just kind of tuning on in, you are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me today on the line, we have Jorge and Naomi. Now, you guys are in the Northeast. Where are you guys? What state are you guys in?
We are in New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. And yes, you go ahead. I'm sorry, Jorge. Go right on in. Jump in.
All the way from Atlantic City, New Jersey to New York.
And we love folks in Atlantic City because we have the Hair Nation Expo events down in Atlantic City. So
yes,
at the Showboat Hotel. So we just love that, and we're going to remind folks about that before we say goodbye to you today. But right now, I kind of want to jump back on in. And I appreciate the way that you both are being, as I said earlier, you're being very candid about this, and it's not easy to do because there are a lot of folks out there who have children who are autistic, who have all kinds of, parents and you know, siblings and so forth. And this was something that, you know, me, myself, and my generation, I was not as familiar with this. So this seems to me to be something that's relatively recent for me to learn about, as I mentioned earlier. The other thing is that New Jersey seems to, as a state in terms of dealing with autism, it has its own set of numbers and things. It just seems like it's kind of an anomaly. It's in a different, they have all kinds of different dynamics in terms of how autism affects, it seems that, you know, that people are affected in the state of New Jersey versus some of the other states. So we, you know, we can definitely research that. So I just have to say, Jorge, can you describe to us a little bit more about some of the, you know, the things, the way autism might affect someone like yourself, you know, some of the things that might be, again, a little bit more of a challenge. So you said kind of listening or like just social interactions and things like that. That's where it really, that's the whole idea, I think, behind it, right?
For sure. I'm just going to start off with this. I can't tell you what other autistics feel, but as far as myself, I can try to help you understand autism in general. Autism, if we think about it, kind of refer back to a mixtape or a studio session, right? You see different knobs and different volumes for different areas, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine that as an autistic, where you see different volumes for different areas. Now incorporate the spectrum to it. A spectrum means not everybody that's autistic is going to act or deal with things the way this autistic does, you know? So when I think about autism, to help people understand a spectrum, you got to refer back to that studio session with different knobs to different areas. Which one can be louder, which one can be softer, which one can be overwhelmed, or which one's going to be a little overwhelmed. There's always a different knob to each autistic.
Wow. I have to say, now there are all kinds of beliefs out there where this has come from. And, Naomi, I'm sure you've heard of some of these things. Does it not go through your mind sometimes? You're like, well, where did this, you know, where did this come from? Because, you know, and when you see and meet, when you meet Jorge, you meet him and you don't, you know, you can't imagine. And he's, Jorge, you're just such a down-to-earth, smart as a whip, kind-hearted soul. And, you know, if you didn't really share that you were, you know, autism is one of your challenges, if you will, we wouldn't know.
Right, would recognize.
Yes, right.
We wouldn't know. So, like you kind of mentioned earlier, Naomi.
What does autism look like?
Right.
Yeah.
What does it, well, let me ask you guys that question. What does it look like now?
It looks like acceptance.
Yeah. Definitely. It looks like
acceptance.
And we all are different. Definitely, every people, we struggle in certain areas, but we can be, all of us, we can be different because, in a struggle in different areas, but at the same time, we all will look the same. Autistic, there is not a special face for autistic. Autistic is just a normal person that struggle in an area that I might not struggle.
Kind of explain it like this. Autism, we make the easy things look hard.
Yeah.
And the hard things look easy.
Yeah, sometimes.
So
yeah.
The easiest thing that most people would take for granted, we struggle with. Like, most people wouldn't think about going out in public and having to worry about noises. So everything that's easy to you guys might be harder for us. But most things that are harder for you guys are actually easier for us, such as technology or art. Or things like the hardest things we can do, but it's the easiest things
Yes, sure.
That are really difficult for autism.
Yes, sure.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I can say this. Jorge, you do not let any of these things stop you.
No,
you
sir.
Thrive. And there are folks out here who may not, their challenges may be some things that we just can't see or know about, and they seem able-bodied, so to speak, but we let those things, they kind of impede us from going on with our lives. And if there's one thing I'm picking up today, right here on this show, in this moment, is that to have someone to support you as you do, and I mean this to each of you, to have each other, it says a whole lot. It
sometimes,
says a whole lot.
Yeah.
So I just want to, yes, go ahead.
Sometimes when I'm overwhelmed with Naomi, it really helps to move in gratitude. You know, certain times I'll be like, man, she don't understand me. And sometimes I want to be upset. But it helps to live in gratitude. Like, even though I'm upset with her, I appreciate that she's not like everybody else.
Well, and no, she. I can hear she's not like everybody else. I heard that as soon as she said about two or three sentences. I heard that very clearly, Naomi. I have to say, I'm so honored, and so have our listeners. So, we can tell why, that how you guys are together, obviously. Great job for both of you. Now, I want to just inform our listeners a little bit here. And again, we want to remind everybody that if you want to, find out more about Jorge and Naomi's journey, you can, because Jorge has a wonderful Instagram account, so that you guys can visit and sign up or follow him or whatever they say these days. Go to on what is it on Instagram as follow?
Model fan page would be stylistic_autistic.
Okay, so let's say that again slowly for everybody. Folks my age and up. Go slow. Yes.
My model fan page would be stylistic_autistic.
And that's your fan page for your modeling career. We want to remind everybody, too, because we didn't really get to do that today so much. But Jorge is a model. He is fantastic. He's also going to be working with us and continuing to work with us here on the Hair Radio Salon TV Network, all that wonderful good stuff. And yes. Also, Miss Naomi, I'm hoping you both will be joining us. I saw some pictures, and we love the pictures. First of all, I said, wow. I immediately contacted Jorge, and I said, this is awesome. You guys make an awesome couple, and now
thank
we know why.
Thank you so much.
So,
thank
great
you
job.
So.
It's my pleasure. So listen, we're going to have you guys to come back soon to the broadcast and kind of, bring us up to date. We're going to continue to follow you guys. And, and again, on Instagram, go to stylistic_autistic. Again, that's stylistic_autistic. And that will connect you with Jorge's modeling page with all of his information. You could see a whole bunch of stuff there, which is just great. And again, visit on the internet. You can even Google the Carrie Hines podcast, and you could even type in Jorge's first name. I'm sure it'll pop up there, and you'll see the podcast from our original interview that we did, which we have a whole bunch of wonderful things and connections out there and podcasts and video and all that wonderful good stuff. And this interview, of course, will just play all across our networks for everybody and to keep them informed of what you're doing. So again, Naomi, any last thoughts? I'll ask each of you. Any last thoughts, Naomi?
Yes, sure. My last thought is that this relationship, this experience with Georgie has been definitely a blessing for me, because that helped me to know what really love is. Love is not just a feeling. It's also a choice to, it's a choice to love that person. It's a choice to say, hey, I accept you as you are, doesn't matter what, and I chose you to love you just as you are. Also, he has helped me to be more tolerant, right, and more lovely, right, Georgie? And more
wow.
patient, of course. I don't used to be really patient with people before, but after since I've been here with him, oh, it has been definitely a blessing, a personal blessing for me. I feel that I am a better person thanks to him.
It gets no better than that. Jorge, we're giving you the last word. Did you have anyone that you want to shout out to or last thoughts that you want to leave?
Wait. There's no shout out without Marcus. Marcus, if you are listening to this, shout out to Marcus. God bless you, man. Love you. John Freeman, shout out to you. Thank you for hooking me up with Carrie Hines. And to all the people that I sincerely love and genuinely appreciate, I thank God for you guys and your support. And you're just being you guys in my life. And Patty, love you. And everybody else, you guys know.
Okay.
So, Carrie Hines, shout out to Carrie. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity once more. And
yes.
Looking forward to many more.
Awesome. Well, listen, I want to thank again Mr. Jorge and Naomi for being our guests on today's broadcast, two amazing individuals out here navigating the world. And again, we're just honored to have them on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and to come back soon.
Likewise, oh, we appreciate this.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, folks, we've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to, so stay with us.
Hello? I'm going to head up. Look, he's calling you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, Nicole Marie, can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can.
Okay, there we go. Okay, good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, August 3rd of 2022. It's our mid-show. As you guys know, you've been listening, and we have been doing so, too. And so, hello. How are you doing this
good morning.
Mid-show day?
I am great. How are you doing this morning?
Well, as always, like our fans, I think we had on something this morning that talked about morning routine. You know, it's always busy here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're doing a lot of stuff, which we're going to talk about. We're going to get into a little bit of that. Of course, we have more with coffee, tea conversations and all of that coming up a little bit later.
Yes.
Actually, right after this host chat today.
Yes.
And
before we jump in, let me say good morning again to our listeners, and welcome to the mid-show. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole Marie. And let's not forget our incredible fans over at Upscale Magazine Radio. We want to say good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Also our international fans. Have to remind folks that we have a big international fan base as well, and we want to shout them out this morning. Everybody from down in Australia to up in Africa to over in Europe, and just everybody who tunes in. And let's not forget Canada as well. We are just kind of getting on board with Nova Scotia and all of that, as you guys know. So lots of good things. So
It was a little rushed, a hurried, let's say hurried this morning. I don't know about you guys, but I hate to ever wake up late. You know how you try to go to bed on time. You don't fall asleep right away. And then once you fall asleep, you end up sleeping longer than you ever planned to.
Yes.
Well, I'm raising my hand.
Me too.
Except
me too. I'm raising
both
hands.
I don't get up on time. I've got listeners from around the world who are concerned. Yes. Because you guys, and I have to make sure that folks understand about the Hair Radio Morning Show, Nicole Marie. Our broadcast goes out to everybody. But what you may not realize that we have partners in strategic locations that we have to send the show. And they replay the show. They put it with their materials. They add it to their website. It, feed gets sent over to them. So it's multiple channels. That
right.
It needs to be clear. Yeah, it's not just me and Nicole Marie, which would be great, but no, we have all of you guys, and this is important. I see we're shouting out this morning. I want to take a moment to shout out Queen Tree so I can see her standing by over there, and she's always great. And
good morning.
Attention to what's going on the show. Yeah, good morning. And to everybody, so back to this. So this morning, Rush, and then finally we get, you're able to kind of get everything in order. What's always crazy to me is that, you could be sleepy, but once you oversleep, you wake right up. Am I right? Has that ever happened to you, Nicole Marie?
Yeah, kind of wake up in a panic and rushing.
Wow. So what's the last time that happened to you? Did you have a big test or something and you woke up late?
Actually, an appointment that I had
early
in the morning, and I overslept, and I thought the alarm went off, and I hit the snooze button, but then I realized I just turned it off because it didn't go off again. So when I realized it, of course, I jumped up in a panic. I looked at the clock, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I don't have that long to get to my appointment. So, of course, I get up. I'm rushing, to get in the bathroom, to get myself together, get everything together because I had to drive about 20 minutes to get to my appointment. So it just kind of puts you in a
And did
state
you
of,
speed
oh
up
goodness,
and drive a little
hurry up.
Faster than you normally would?
I certainly did. Nobody will hear you. I did.
But,
I certainly did. But
you
I made
did.
It.
You
I wasn't that late. I made it.
Okay.
So
you made
it. It was all
okay.
good.
And then you feel good. You could breathe, exhale like the Whitney Houston movie.
Definitely exhale.
Okay.
But just that, the adrenaline is rushing and you're moving and you're trying to make sure you have everything and get out the door. It's just.
True. Well, listen, I want to tell all of everybody, we have a few things I guess we better get through this morning. We're live. It's about 7:27 in the morning if you're in New York. For the ones who are folks out in the Central Time Zone, like Nicole Marie, who's out in Water Valley, Mississippi. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as you guys know. Wednesday, August 3rd of 2022. It's our show number 736. Every time I say that, show number 736 today.
Wow.
That's a lot of shows. And each show
we're moving
is 3 hours.
Along,
so,
yes.
Yeah, well, it makes us the most prolific of hair and beauty talk, period, in the history of broadcasting. Let's just remind everybody of that.
Awesome.
I come out of AM and FM radio and then moved over to the Internet. We predate the Internet. So when you're trying to ask yourself what's the difference between a radio show and a podcast, well, we've just given you the answer. So, I want to talk. We just had on Jorge and Naomi. And Jorge is always someone who's coping with autism. And so just want to kind of, remind everybody that this is still out there, that we are reeling and dealing with so much other stuff right about now that maybe autism has taken a back seat or we've gotten used to it or accustomed to it. So we've got to kind of, remember that it's still there. And that we need to be looking at research and kind of moving, the education process forward. still with this.
Most definitely.
Something that I was just, I was just unaware of autism when I was growing up. I'd never heard of it back in the day when I was a kid.
We definitely hear more about it now.
Yes.
But I do believe that it was around when we were growing up.
So they didn't have anything that we were aware of like that. I remember even, getting the vaccinations. You can always tell how old somebody is when you look and they have the marks from the vaccinations. Remember that?
Exactly. The record of everything.
Nowadays.
Yes.
Yeah. So all that kind of crazy stuff. Listen, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we always have some candle talk with, I call Blue the candle queen, as you guys know. So we are always excited. She is from Divine Energy Candles. And we always, check in with her. Like, I was really just thinking about something like this. So we'll get her on in just a moment. And, of course, Michael Hopkins.
Great.
The Hopper joins us. Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk Radio Show and co-host here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. So lots of things, and I have some shout-outs. This Friday, I do want to mention we have a wonderful, wonderful lady who will be joining us for the first time. And I'm real excited about it. I'm just excited. She has a mobile salon. She's a mobile salon. She has hair products and a whole big thing. And she's got a beautiful name, so I can't wait. I'm going to just have her come on. We'll talk a little bit. So it'll be Friday morning at 8. We'll be live, yeah. So it's going to be an awesome, wonderful interview. And I got some surprises. I have a big announcement as well a little later today. We're going to be live talking. So, yes, get your notebook or pen and paper together. I got a lot of stuff to share today, and we have a lot of talk to get to this morning. So let's take a little bit of a commercial break, and then when we come back, it's time for candle talk. Okay, so just stay with us, folks. Got a lot more to get to this morning.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I do my hair, Tom. Check my neck. Baby, how you feeling? Hair, Tom. Check my neck. Baby, how you feeling?
All right. That's Lizzo, of course. It's Wednesday, August 3rd of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's about 7:35 a.m. Eastern, again, 6:35 Central Time on this wonderful day here. In at least in my corner of the planet, it's sunshiny and high in the 90s today. So it's a little bit on the warm side, so real excited about that. Hey, again, bringing back to the line, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley. All right, Nicole yeah. Marie, how's it going down there? How's the weather out there out your window today? What's going on in Mississippi?
It is cloudy this morning, but it will be a high of 90 again today, so it will warm on up. It's about 70 right now this morning, so chance of rain.
Okay. All right.
But it's
and
warm.
Let
it's
me
still
bring
warm.
To the line. Nicole Marie, I've got to bring this incredible new contributor to the broadcast.
Right.
She's usually on with us about this time during the week. Her name is Blue, like the color, or Ivy.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Good morning, Blue.
Good morning.
Welcome. You're on with Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes. How are you doing? Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so you've
Great.
Been listening. We've been talking a little bit this morning. You know, Blue, you know, back in my day, and my day goes way back beyond your days, wherever you are, you know, I don't remember so much about things like autism when I was coming up. Now, you know, they had other things out there because when I was a kid, you were compelled to get vaccines and all that kind of stuff, or you didn't go to school, I don't think. I think you had to in order to go into the first grade or whatever it was.
Yes.
So, but things seem to have changed. And autism, now you don't hear many folks talking about it, but maybe because there's so much talk about everything else.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, had you been aware of autism and folks who are dealing with that kind of thing?
I have, because I used to work in the field, in the mental health field, and people
oh.
with autism. Yeah, I did
wow.
that for way before I got diagnosed with my kidney disease. I was young.
Right.
But I did, and I loved doing the work, because those people with autism are very special people.
They
and
are.
They're delicate.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
delicate.
Today
so,
we have... Yes, and thank you for doing the work, by the way. We've
yes.
had on, yeah, gentleman Jorge, who I've also, there's a video of me interviewing Jorge on a different occasion out in Manhattan in a part of New York City, which is another part that I'm in. So he was there, but this particular interview that aired earlier was with his girlfriend, Naomi. And I was just so shocked to see, because, you know, she does not have autism, and he does. And I learned a lot just being around him. I learned a boatload that I had no idea about. And it was really, let me tell you something, it is no joke, really.
Not at all.
I learned a lot. So I'm going to park it there for that. Hey, before you got on, I told everybody about, you know, we do candle talk here, something you're probably familiar with, okay, over at Divine Energy Candles. So I want to talk again. We always have a candle or a scent of the day. And so what can you tell us this morning? What is our favorite scent for a Wednesday where folks, this is like more than hump day. This is dredging day. Because I even
right,
myself, you know.
Yeah, it's been rainy. And over on this side of town in Jacksonville,
okay.
we had rain for about 6 hours.
Yeah, now, folks, again, we're on
oh, wow.
with a Floridian person. She's out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Blue is out at by the Blue Sea. She's down in Florida, everybody. And we're sitting up here in Brooklyn. At least I am. You're
yeah.
in sunny, beautiful Florida, though. Typically,
yes.
it's a lot sunnier than here.
Sunny, beautiful. It's beautiful today, but we did have a six-hour
yeah.
rain outlook. So It's pretty right now. It's about 76 degrees, but we still got more rain coming.
Wow.
But the scent for today, I'm thinking I'm going to pick Rustic Lodge, though. It's kind of suitable for the – it's another male.
Oh,
it's from the male collection, from the men collection again, on the men line, I'm sorry. And
love
it's called Rustic Lodge. And
Rustic
it's
Lodge.
Very yeah, it's very smoky and it's very sweet. And I like it a lot.
Mm.
It's really nice. It's very, very
that
nice.
Just hearing
nice.
The name, I can almost kind
exactly.
of imagine the
so
scent.
So tell us this process, Blue. Because like Nicole Marie said, we're hearing these beautiful names. Now, I don't know how you come up with this. I really don't. So what's the process? How do you come up with these incredible names? And I got to remind everybody, because I'm still on bow ties and bourbon.
That's a really big, that's a popular one. I love bow ties and bourbon. Sometimes the inspiration can come from a movie I just watched, something. I mean, there's a lot of great movies, and I love to watch movies. Or it just comes from just being creative. You just have to smell the scent, and I like to do a lot of mixing of the scents. You know, I'll mix something sweet with something a little more smoky or rustic. I mean, and that's how you kind of come up with some of the scents, because you're like, okay, we're going to call this Sweet Love, because, oh, my God, when you smell this, you're going to want to make some sweet love, you know? So, I mean,
okay.
You be creative.
Okay, kids, get out of the room right now.
Just make my clothes,
all right,
make somebody
your
else's clothes, girl, you know?
All right. Okay. Well, you just lit the candle on the candle talk this morning, did you not?
It's my job.
Okay.
That is my job.
I was talking about some innocent coffee stuff this morning, you know, some innocuous. What you guys drink in the morning? You're talking about sweet love. All right.
I got some chai tea over here, too. I got some chai tea latte. I do have that candle scent. But I also have some to drink as well. So,
Blue, you are bringing it. Divine Energy Candles, which we love. So this is really fantastic. So remember, guys, we're going to be doing a lot of this. We are also, next week we're rolling out the candle for the whole month of August. So you've got to pick one of these candles to be our very first candle of the month. So I cannot wait. So that'll be next week right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show mid-show. So awesome stuff, Miss Blue.
Awesome stuff.
Okay. Good stuff. Let's work on Ian. Now, you guys know this fella. You heard him earlier today. He was sharing what he does with his morning routine, right here on the show. We talked about it. Again, it was really just exciting to hear Mr. Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of a wonderful, wonderful, he calls beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And when I first heard the name, I said it must have been about 10 times. I'd never heard of Spotsylvania. I'd never heard of it. I'm a city boy. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And even though I've traveled around the world, which I have, I had never heard of Spotsylvania. Now, I've been down to Norfolk and all these other places and Richmond, but I had no clue. So let's get on the man that we're talking about right now. You know Michael Hopkins. And, Michael, good morning. You're on with Blue. You're on with Nicole Marie and me, Kara Hines. Good morning, sir. Happy mid-show.
Good
morning.
Oh, yes, it is Happy Mitchell, everybody, and I have been intensely listening. Happy Mitchell. I'm still.
All right.
I'm getting used to the rustic. What was it again? The rustic.
Rustic lodge.
Yeah, I'm kind of picturing some guys sitting around the campfire and sitting up in the lodge, and I see the deer with the deer horns and all that.
Michael, I'm still on the bow ties and bourbon.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's nothing wrong. It's lovely. It's love. You know, my favorite name. So I can't get past it. I love it.
Michael.
I think I really can't say enough. And I'll tell you why. Okay, here's the deal. You guys know, until I get my candles and blue, and Scott Blue, you got to send me my candles now, because now I'm waiting for my bow ties and bourbon here.
Okay.
So here in New York City, I go in to get, and I always talk about this on the show, being a guy and enjoying the scent of candles. So I have to kind of, when I go to the, check out at the counter, this is for my wife. You know, she loves candles. She loves the scent of candles. So I love that we can come out of the shadows, the guys who enjoy putting, taking a bath or whatever it is with a scented candle, or putting it on. For me, I have to light up my house. I have to have it smelling good in the morning. That's just my routine, along with that coffee. So that's me. So there you have it. Okay. So what do you think of that, Blue?
Well, I was going to say to Michael, he hit it, the nail on the head, when he was saying that, he was thinking about the campfire with the rustic log, because it's a rich, warm, and masculine aroma of pine blended with a smoky, sweet pipe tobacco.
Ooh.
With a hint of cedarwood.
Oh, wow.
And amber.
You just that make it sound so good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm making
you want to get a candle.
That will remind you of sitting by a cozy campfire in a secluded cabin. So he hit the nail right on the head. He did.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, listen.
He did.
I love it.
I can almost smell that.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. And what we're going to do, we're going to, again, we want you guys to sign up at our online community, because I cannot wait to have Divine Energy Candles represented in our online community. So I know that, Blue, you're there, so the folks can connect with you. If you go to www.hairadio.com. Or you could even go to an easier, way to remember. It's just hrmember.com. That's without the S. So hrmember.com. And you can see who the members are right there. And you can sign up. If you don't have an account, it's not going to show you who the members are. First, you have to sign up for a free account. And then you'll see Blue. You'll see Nicole Marie. You'll see several other folks out there. And as we build up this brand new online space. So it's our community to share, and we want to put these wonderful things there, and we're going to talk about Divine Energy Candles and some of these scents of the day. I call it the scent of the day then, and some of this other wonderful stuff going on. So I'm happy to hear. All right. Now, Michael, I've got to talk about yesterday's VTR, yesterday's Vet Talk Radio Show. And as always, Wednesdays, we kind of reflect back. Some of your folks, and I saw some of them went and signed up for new accounts at hairradio.com for membership. I want to shout out Larry. So I just thought one of your big fans of the show.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
my number one
fan. I can't wait to see him on Friday at the meeting and personally thank him.
Well, him, and you had also quite a few other listeners for your Vet Talk radio show who are all new fans of the broadcast. What you want to remind them to do is to, again, just like I was telling Blue and everybody, sign up for a free account at HR Member, without the S, so hrmember.com. The HR stands for Hair Radio, but it's literally HR, www.hrmember.com. So go there and sign up for a free account, and it'll be great if you don't already have one. And if you do, don't forget, anyone can visit the stories that we put there and the posts that we put there for you to read. Amazing, incredible articles, replays of shows, videos, all kinds of things. I think I just put the newsletter. We did a newsletter just a couple days ago, very fresh, with all kinds of wonderful business, a business newsletter.
Very
it's
nice.
There. Yeah, it's very nice. It's already there. It's on one of the wonderful pages there, one of the group pages. So it's really fantastic. And you'll be in the know every day from the people who know everything. So
So we're going to be talking about all that. Yeah, so good stuff. All right. Michael, so I asked you about yesterday's show. So what can you tell us? What did you hear back or any feedback, or what were your thoughts on this important broadcast? Looking back.
TDIU Care, I mean, it has to be one of my most favorite topics when it comes to veterans and the compensation process.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite topics. And the reason why it's one of my favorite topics, because it's one of those things that, unfortunately, a lot of veterans overlook it when they're in their quest for getting their compensation and getting rated and so forth. It's an easily overlooked thing that you can apply for as a veteran. And the reason
well, just,
being
you know,
that it's
Michael,
overlooked.
You mentioned TDIU. Just remind everybody what it stands for.
Right, right. TDIU stands for total disability that's based on individual unemployability. In other words, basically, the VA says you can't work due to the disabilities that you have from your military service. Basically, the VA says, so sorry, veteran. In our eyes, you can't work some type of full-time job. You just can't do it because of what you have. And it just
wow.
Unfortunately, a lot of guys kind of overlook it because a lot of times what happens, Carrie and everybody here, fans, we are trained to go after what's called the scheduler, or basically what the scheduler is, and just makes it real quick, basically every time you get rated for something, and rated means you get a percentage, it you might get 50% for your legs, 20% for this, 70% for your mental health. The VA has some kind of interesting math. And as
exactly.
You go along and you get all these things, you get
and
rated,
Michael, you
and everybody's trying to get to 100%.
Absolutely. Now, you share these updates with everybody. That's why, you know, we call you the king of claims, because that's what you do. You talk about the claims process. Right now, we're seeing it play out right on the news every evening. I watch the news every evening, the TV news, and I hear them talking about the burn pits and the Senate vote and so forth and so forth. There's always something on the news and in the news that affects the veterans. And what I love about your show is that you don't have to be a veteran. You've made me certainly aware, and a lot of the fans of our show who wouldn't even think of Veteran Affairs. We wouldn't even think twice, or had not thought twice, prior to me and the folks hearing about Michael Hopkins, who's so passionate to help folks who've been kind of just forgotten about, so to speak. So I
yes,
think that
so,
your
so
show,
true, Karen.
Yeah, so I think that you're
you know,
doing
Karen,
something important. Yes.
Right, and we thank you. So as a veteran and representing my fellow veterans, you know, I thank you so much for allowing me to be on this format to help other veterans, and even, as you say, people who are not veterans, so that they have an understanding about veterans. It reminds
yeah,
me
yeah.
of the show earlier where you were talking to the gentleman and you were talking about autism.
Yes, Jorge.
And that was that show
and
was very,
yeah.
you know, it was very inspiring to me. It really was.
Why,
because
Michael?
It reminds
Why
me
was
so
it inspiring?
Much.
Because we were talking
it was
about
inspiring.
Autism, which had been forgotten
oh,
pretty
yeah.
much in a lot. You know, of ways.
And you know, Carrie, that's what it reminds me of.
Mm.
Veterans. We're like a forgotten
wow.
people. And we have all these issues. We have all these things going on. And people have a tendency, they don't understand. They want to overlook. Or just like with the burn pits. People just want to kind of whitewash it and, oh, well, no, I want this part in the bill. No, I want that.
Well,
this.
Yeah, but the only thing from what I recall, and I got to catch up with what's happening. I'll be paying attention to that during my research today. But, yeah, there was very little that was in the two bills that were presented that should not have garnered
a change of the vote that much. It should not have warranted that in the Senate. So I'll get all the latest. I will promise I'll have that all for you tomorrow. We'll continue this topic, throughout things until things change for everybody. So I'll see what is the latest on all of this, and we'll keep you guys informed right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I do want to say, Michael, I know you're working on things for next week. We'll check in with you and, you know, a little bit later this morning as well, because we're on till 9 o'clock Eastern today, and we have a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show talk to go. So I'm super excited. So, Blue, I'm going to just remind you next week for the candle of the month. Have you been thinking about one?
I have. I'm a sage.
All right, do you want to give us a preview tip or anything? Or you want to just hold off?
I want to just hold off. Yeah, it's distinguished. We'll say that.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this. So, Michael, are you ready? Nicole Marie, you've been awfully quiet there. Yeah, I'm like,
I'm 100% ready.
Well, Carrie, I'm still stuck on the Rustic Lodge when Blue was talking about the different type of scents that she's mixed together. And like I said, I can almost smell it myself. It took me back to the days growing up being a Girl Scout.
Well,
and every summer.
Yeah.
Sitting around the campfire. And, yes, it just took me back.
Yeah.
Those good
and
memories.
Especially as we get into the fall season. And so, and we guys, we don't really want the pretty sounding names. We probably like the smells, but we don't want the pretty sounding names. You know, none of the lilies and whatever. I'm no good with coming up with names like that. But, no, we want the tough, hard names. And what about the colors? Does that affect what you do as well?
Oh, no, because I have any color you want, from lilac to, the deep, dark, rich colors. I can do any color for any person on request. I have a lot of custom orders, and they want different colors. So, and that's the fun part when you have to do the color.
Okay, and then we're going to get you out of those speaker phones.
We got
to get you back up to the mic. Yeah, so we can hear you.
There we go. Some people want just white. And a lot of people, like last Christmas, I had an order of 12 candles, and each candle was a different color. So that was a really fun project.
That's
and
beautiful.
And every candle was a different scent.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so we're going to have to put this on to the online community now, because I really want to have, so we'll talk about all that. All right, Blue, thank you for all
fun.
That. I think so, too. All right. Well, listen, we've got a lot to get
to this
morning. I'm
excited to hear your candle, Carrie, because I know you're going to love your candle. I'm excited.
Oh, well, you know what?
I can't wait for you to put your review out there and tell everybody what you think about it.
Well, listen, Blue, I also want to say, speaking of candles, I'll be blowing out quite a few on a week from Friday. My birthday is the 12th, and we're having a big celebration that morning right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll ship them out this week we don't have them before your birthday.
Oh, woohoo.
Yes, you'll
all
have
right.
them before your birthday. That's my word to you. You'll have them before your birthday.
I'm loving this. Okay, and listen, you've got a lot of witnesses on right now.
I have nothing. My word is my bond, honey. I don't.
Oh,
I don't say nothing. I don't do.
Mm-mm. I love that. Do they still say that? We used to say that in northern New Jersey. My word is my bond.
They do.
You know I'm a Jersey girl.
All
my
right.
word is
you
my
see?
Bond.
Yeah, that was a Jersey thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I love it. It just brings back memory. I got a story for you. I'll share that after the break. All right. Thank you, everybody. Listen, I'm loving this Wednesday. We're live. You never know quite what you're going to hear on this show. When you tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's Wednesday, August 3rd. We'll be right back with a lot going on. So it's mid-show, And here's Mary J. in her own way with Good Morning, Gorgeous. Stay with us.
Oh. Just holding on, ain't even picking up my phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to see, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like this is never ending. I refuse to let it end me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, oh, I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning,
gorgeous. Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
All the times that I hated myself,
yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone else,
yeah.
All the times that I should have been
gentle with me,
all the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate so intensely? Lord, help me.
I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
I ain't talking about getting no hair and makeup.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes, how are
morning,
you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Well, listen, let
awesome.
Us kind of jump in on this. Because this is something that I noticed. I love this. This is a piece on the Black Theater with Nicole Marie and myself. So take a listen. It's about 5 minutes. I think you're going to enjoy it. Up here, you know, I live in New York City. We have Broadway. I've been to many Broadway
yes,
shows.
Famous Broadway, yes.
Yeah, but it kind of started back when I was a kid. It started back when I was a kid. I always used to be very much wanting to write plays, and I even tried out for the School of the Performing Arts, high school and all that kind of stuff, like the kind of show that the TV show Fame was based on.
Yeah,
I'll feel you guys. Well, yeah, so did I. So I'll feel you in on my audition and all that another time, but let me just tell you this. I was always influenced by what we have contributed, being African-American, to
yes.
the landscape of theater. And
yes.
I had no idea about this. I had just uncovered a fact that I was really surprised about. And you guys may know some of this already. You may have seen the play out there yourself. But there was a play that I went to called Mama, I Wanna Sing. And yeah, and it was by a lady, I want to say Vi Hickinson, I think her name is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just an incredible. It was about her actual sister, who I didn't even know this was a real performer, a singer named Doris Troy. And I just happened to be watching TV the other day, and I saw Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. on a commercial promoting some classic songs. And one of those was the big hit by the singer Doris Troy. So I said, Doris Troy, I remember that name from the play Mama, I Wanna
Musical,
Sing.
Right.
Yeah, the musical. And I said, let me just Google Doris Troy and see who is Doris Troy. And as it turns out, I had no idea that she sang with none other than Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dee Dee Warwick. Can you believe that, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
So that
I certainly did not know that, right.
Yeah, four incredible singers. Now, of the four, can you guess which two I've interviewed? Thought I'd get you on that one.
Dionne Warwick. And hold on.
Okay, let me just recap it for you guys out there. Okay, so we're talking about Doris Troy, who I just found out is performed with Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dionne's sister Dee Dee Warwick. So that was very, very interesting. So of those four, I interviewed two of them, have been on our show over the years. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let me also say this. Two of them have gone on so okay. You give up. Let me just take out your misery. All right. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I was just blown away to discover that Doris Troy first of all, I recognized her big hit record that you guys can easily Google up, and I have to get it and put it on here. But I was just blown away that, that I knew the song without ever making the connection that was Doris Troy singing it, even though I had gone I'd gone to see it as a child. Again, Mama, I Want to Sing. And so that was the big connection that I had, and I said the big revelation. But then to realize that she had been one of the singers that sang with Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick and Sissy Houston, you know, they're all related, the three of them.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. Okay, now let me tell you. So all that to say, I love black theater. It also reminded me of the incredible work of a gentleman who was also on our show, the one and only Shelley Garrett. Now, we lost him a few years back, but Shelley has made just a huge impact on me as well. And I had a chance to go and meet Shelley Garrett and his lovely wife, Doris, and she's been on our show as well. And we've just been able to make some amazing connections and have some incredible artists to chat with and to introduce to everybody. So it's been incredible.
Wonderful.
Correct? Yeah.
Wonderful.
So now, back to the Doris Troy story here. So as it turns out, the answer to the trivia is that of the four, again, Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, Sissy Houston. Now, again, Sissy Houston is the mother, of course, of Whitney Houston, just so the folks know.
Right.
And of course, Doris Troy, who this incredible play was based on, Mama, I Want to Sing. And it really, the story came to life because the sister, who was a New York City DJ that we all know here, I remember her very well, brought this story to life. Now, Doris herself you know, you can guys can Google her whole thing out there, but I think we lost her along the way. But I think she saw the success of it inside the theater.
Right.
You know, so that was really good, and she made it a while after that. So, okay, so here's the deal. It was, okay, last chance. You want to take one last chance, or are you ready to just, what is it, Carrie?
I'm ready for you to tell.
Okay, all right. I teased it enough.
I had my guess, but I don't think I'm correct, so I'm
okay,
ready for you.
Okay, well, that's okay. Let me tell you. It's no problem. Now, of course, Dionne Warwick has been on our show. You can see her picture everywhere. She's like a 4 or 5-time Grammy Award winner, as you guys know.
Yes.
She is the cousin to superstar singer Whitney Houston. Just an incredible artist, and she was a big pop star in her own right, one of the biggest in the world as well, who's had great songs. We know her from the We Are the World record with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Tina Turner, and the list goes on.
So we're talking about that.
Yeah, we're talking about a superstar, and for us to be able to have her on our broadcast took us to a whole new level. Well, I had, as you guys know, I've told the story about having the chance to interview Dionne's sister, Dee Dee, way years earlier. And Dee Dee, I had interviewed 2 times, and I never will forget her voice because it sounded so much like Dionne's speaking voice. And it just was always with me. I still hear the way exactly she sounded, which is really, that doesn't happen all that much, but in this case, it really does. So when I got a chance to interview Dionne, of course, before the interview started and off mic, I said, you know, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee. I said, twice, and she thought it was just so remarkable. And I said, yeah, I most certainly did. It was just a lovely, lovely interview. She was just fantastic. And so the two that I interviewed, of course, were Dionne and Dee Dee Warwick. So there you go.
Is
that not nice? Yeah.
That's nice.
But,
I had Dionne right, for sure.
What was that?
I said I had Dionne right, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
I had
her down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They are all superstars. And, you know, for me, just, you know, tipping my hat to Black theater, that's what this is all about. And while we're at it, I want to just take a moment to shout out the amazing folks at Upscale Magazine Radio.
They're doing
a great job. They've been really big supporters of the Hair Radio Morning Show and everything that we're doing, all of our entire team. And I'm just very happy that, you know, they're on board with us. And you guys can go to upscalemagazine.com as well. And just stay tuned. We'll always keep you informed right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie! So what did you think?
Yes. That's
awesome.
Wonderful. Yes.
Awesome. Wonderful. Okay. Well,
when I'm down and feeling blue, I close my eyes and picture you. On those days when I feel blue,
blue. I just need the romance of you. I don't need jewels on velvet or pearls from the sea. A mansion in Newport or a yacht anchored in the Keys. But on those days when no gift will do, I just need the romance of you. I don't need summers in Paris or the sun of Saint-Tropez. A ritzy cafe or diamonds from Cartier. But on those days when no gift will do, I just need the romance of you. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, I just do. On those days when I feel blue, I just need the romance of you.
you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us on this incredible Getting to Know You segment. He goes back quite a bit, and surprisingly, you guys have heard him before right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring back to the broadcast one of the original players in the HairRadio.com story, Trucker Ed. Good morning, Trucker Ed. Good morning, my
good
buddy.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. One of the big reasons why I invited you on this morning is I want the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to know all of us, the hosts, the program folks, and I figured the best way to do that was to just talk to the folks who know us best,
folks
in our everyday lives when we turn the mic off at 9 o'clock Eastern and we go about the other parts of our life. And you are one of those members of my extended family. Sure, off air. So I have to go back a little bit. And we call you Trucker Ed because you've been on the show and our fans know you as Trucker Ed. Well, Ed and I go back decades. Ed, I don't even know where to begin with the Hair Radio story, but you've been there since the beginning. The beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
What can you share with folks about the early days? Feel free. Go ahead. Don't give too many trade secrets away.
No, that's too many.
Ed knows everything, so Ed, take it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember. I remember us... back in the day, like, we was in Newark, and we had our, you know, you had your office there, and that's where it all began, down there in Newark.
That's right. In the Ironbound section of Newark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It really was.
It was
so much fun
back then.
And it was a third floor walk-up, if I recall. It was I think it was the third floor, second or third floor. It was way up, many steps. And I remember... we didn't start with the Hair Radio Show. We were doing Center Stage. And we would have on the celebrities like Little Susie and local. She had a big hit record, though, back in the day.
She did.
Music.
Oh, yeah. She was popular back then.
Exactly. She was popular. And we, Cece Peniston came and brought her manager.
I remember that.
Yes, that was the early days. Yeah.
I was
Montel
able to shake
Jordan.
Her hand and everything. Oh, my
Lord. Oh, yeah. You remember that? Were you at the office when she came? You're kidding.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there when she came.
Wow.
I forgot you were there.
Wow.
Yeah,
she was beautiful. Still is.
Yes.
And her manager, quite a nice fella. And we all Ed, I don't know if you remember this, but we had our office on the third floor, and next to us were these guys who did the weather. That's all they did
for
radio.
Yeah,
remember the So they gave me the microphone to use for Cece Peniston's interview, her very first interview, not the one that you guys hear now on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But the very, very first time she ever did our show, and we were all huddled around one mic, literally all huddled around one microphone. I'll never forget it.
That's the beginning of Hair Radio, man.
That was the beginning of Hair Radio. And she arrived in a big limo. Do you remember? She arrived in a big limo.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was just fantastic. I loved it. It was really a great time. If I recall correctly, I remember coming back from Los Angeles in the mid-90s, and I remember we first kind of, like I said, we were doing Center Stage, and then we started the Hair Radio Show. But I took the Fluff the Bear monies. Remember, I started Fluff the Bear out of California.
Right, Fluff the Bear,
Exactly. And when I came back to the East Coast, I opened up the office space, And remember, I had Esther was one of my assistants.
Yes, I remember that.
It was great. And then I think we had about 17 people, sales reps. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was so busy. Everybody was coming and going. And we were producing the radio shows. And I just remember walking to the station. Mm-hmm. Down across from Penn Station in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, I was about to say that. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember
that? Was that? The AM station.
Exactly. It was NJR.
NJR.
It was way up, and it was a beautiful building. It still is down there in Newark, New Jersey, Newark.
Yeah.
And it was just, we would go up the beautiful elevator. It was just gorgeous. It was a brand new building.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was really nice. I mean, we were like big time stars going to the radio station.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
It was nice because we would walk from our production office to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Yeah,
and at the time, I don't know if you remember this part, Ed. I was living in Montclair, New Jersey. Which is northern New Jersey, outside of New York. And I remember that I had a limo account. And the limo, the same folks that picked up Cece, came down and they would drive me to work every day from Montclair. So they would literally come to the house in Montclair, New Jersey, pick me up, and bring me to the office. And they would be on our show. That's how let me tell you something, it was a fabulous time.
Yes. I remember you giving me assignments like when we was at the radio station in Newark and I had to do a couple of commercials for you.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was nervous. I was like, oh, I hope I get this right.
Well, I remember you guys out there are gonna love this. I remember one of the first accounts we had who had a pizzeria in Harrison, New Jersey, which is right outside of New York, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Nino's Pizzeria.
My God, I can't believe you remember that
Nino's Pizzeria, and it's still there.
Now, this is going back to the 90s, folks.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you were the voice of that, the very first commercial we ever did on the Hair Radio show. Or any, I think that those times we were center stage before we even got there.
Yeah.
I think we were doing hair radio once in a blue moon at that time. It wasn't, hair radio hadn't taken over everything at that point. But I remember you did the commercial and you had a famous tagline. Now, this is an Italian restaurant. And let me tell you, folks, it was so great because they welcomed our entire staff. And we had a staff. We had Stuart and Gary, Ed, myself, Esther. So I had assistants and folks that would help with production and watched over the salespeople. And we would all head over to the pizzeria. And they were just absolutely fantastic. And I remember that. I remember it well. And do you remember your famous tagline from the commercial?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I'm
going to
tell you guys what it is.
I know you know what it is.
I remember it was, you know, come to Nino's Pizzeria because we make it a pizza. And so Ed, what do you want to tell folks that they may not know about me? You know, I've known you for quite a few. I'm not going to say how many years exactly, but it's been a couple.
I know.
But what you might want people to know about who I am? You know me well.
Oh, Carrie Hines. Carrie Hines. Yeah. I tell you, he is the most honest person, most friendliest person. I can't say it. He's just one of those guys that you would just love to meet, love to hang out with. And you would just have a ball.
Thank you, Ed.
Just have a
I
ball.
Appreciate
yeah.
that. And I say the same thing about you. You have lived your life in these decades in a very admirable way. You're a great family man. You have always been. And it has been inspirational. So I'm very proud of you. And I love that over the years,
when our lives have had a chance to cross paths, because
right.
you've, like I said, you've literally been on our show and talked about the strangest of things, Ed.
Right.
I remember. It was all over the news. I remember this story. There was the guy who, you had a crazy, crazy loon bug living on your street. Do you remember that?
Not all that long ago.
And I remember it was all over television because he had threatened the people who lived, I think, a few doors down from you. And you guys had come home from dinner and saw all the TV cameras and news people because he just did some real inflammatory stuff. But let me tell you something. Trucker Ed, you reported everything for us. Gave us exclusive content. Our fans loved it.
it was an exciting day that day. I'll
exactly. And one of the other things that always comes to mind about you, in recent times with all the, you know, pandemic talk and the prices going up with the, you know, things that's happening overseas, the truck, you know, there was a big bottleneck and things were backed up. And so we had a chance to talk to you and get your opinion about how things are just hanging on in there. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of all the fans of Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show, hairradio.com, the Listening Group Publishing, which was my original publishing company, started in Los Angeles, moved to the East Coast, our Fluff the Bear folks, and just...
Oh, Fluff the Bear. Yeah. Fluff the Bear.
Oh, yeah. Fluff the Bear started it all. 3,000 miles away. And many, many, many moons ago. But I have to say, you've been one of the constants, Ed. And
Thank you, man. I very much
appreciate you. So so I want you to just be part as we continue on this journey. This is just, I call this the middle part. We still got a long way to go. Long way to go. So thank you so much for being my friend, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're my best friend, man. I tell you.
Likewise, buddy. All right, folks, fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, you've heard it right from Trucker Ed and Gary Hines. We will be back. Stay with us. We've got more to go this morning. Stay with us.
Right.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have some amazing guests joining us right now. I'm so very, very honored to welcome two incredible twin brothers who really are just doing amazing things out there in the way of business and so much more. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast for the very first time Jamal and Jamari Sharp. Good morning, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale Magazine Radio. We're going to talk about all of that and so much more, but again, welcome to the broadcast this morning.
Good morning, good morning.
All right.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's great to have you both with us. And I kind of want to jump right on in because you guys have been doing amazing things out of the Pensacola, Florida area. And I kind of want to, you know, paint the picture. Where exactly is Pensacola? And we have folks from all over the planet here on our broadcast. So where are you guys really located? And how did all of this start? And we're going to get into all of that and more. So tell us first, where's Pensacola and what does it mean and all of that good stuff? Jamal, I'll let you guys take it.
So Pensacola, Florida is in Florida, of course, right on the panhandle. Of course, all Floridians know what the panhandle is for those listeners who don't quite know what that is. The panhandle, you'll see basically, if you look at the state of Florida, is like a skinnier strip at the top, and then it comes down and it widens up when you get down to like central and south Florida. So that little strip is called the panhandle. And basically, because it's skinny, like the handle of a pan.
Like a pan.
But we're right on the edge of that, basically bordering Alabama. So we're basically closer to Alabama than we are to almost any other state in Florida. It's about Pensacola is about depending on where you're at, you could be about 15-20 minutes from Alabama. So literally right there on the edge. Yeah. So that's where Pensacola is. We're 3 hours from Tallahassee. Mobile, Alabama is really near. Panama City is right there. Destin and Crestview, those are our neighbors. They're right down the road. So,
okay. And now, was that Jamal talking or Jamari?
This is Jamari talking.
Okay, Jamari. Okay. Now, who did I speak with before? I spoke with one of you guys.
It was Jamal.
Okay, that was Jamal. Okay. Boy, we're going to – I think this is my first time having – twins on the show at the same time.
The fact that we're not at the same place either is going to be funny because I think it's going to be a lot of weight. So who was that? Who said that?
Exactly. Oh, well, we're going to have a lot of fun. So I am so excited. I want to read this a little bit for everybody because this is really your story and it's so incredible. It says here, Jamal and Jamari Sharp are twin brothers who have been a pillar in the Pensacola community for the past 2 years. Jamal is an HBCU graduate who graduated from Florida A&M University, while Jamari Sharp is a staff sergeant in the United States Air Force. And it says, between the two of you, you guys own an award-winning production company, supply chain and logistic company, property and vehicle management business, and snowball business, which we're going to get all into. And it even says you guys have a hand in real estate. So you guys really have quite a bit going on. So I've got to start with the shops. I understand you guys have a couple of actual brick-and-mortar locations. And it kind of focuses on the food business and snowball. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. Can you tell us a little bit about,
first, what exactly is a snowball? Tell us what, and we know what the, you know, out in the world, S-N-O-W, and bull, snowballs, I should say, from up here in New York. But tell everybody what your spelling is and what the significance is for snowballs and what you guys are doing.
Okay, a snowball is going to be basically just the finest shaved ice you can find. A lot of people get it confused with the snow cone, but a snow cone is kind of going to have that crunchy textured ice. And this is Jamal speaking, but we're going to be, it's a snowball, so it's a fine shaved ice. And it's going to basically melt into your mouth. It's going to be exactly like snow. So that's basically what a snowball is. You get different types of flavors, all of it. You can get candy on top of it. You can get ice cream in the middle of it. You can get cheesecake in the middle of it. It's basically what we call it, gourmet snowballs. And we like to call it New Orleans style because my family is from New Orleans, and that's where it originated from. So we definitely pay homage and pay all respects to New Orleans.
Now,
that's where the snowballs from.
Were they, Jamal, were they already doing the snowballs there in the Louisiana area? Were they ones that created?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. I never heard of this before. I think it's interesting.
Snowballs. Everyone does it their different way. Like, we have our own twist to it, and we brought it to Pensacola. There is no other brick and mortar places in Pensacola that does it. But everyone has a twist. But yes, there are a lot of, more so down south, they have them in the Louisiana area, Mississippi area, and some in Florida. But yeah, we have our own little twist to it. We like to call them gourmet snowballs.
Gourmet snowballs. I wrote that. Gourmet snowballs. Okay. Now, let me also back up a little bit. You have shops, right, that's where you sell these out to the folks. Am I correct? And what is the name of those shops that you set up?
They're called BAM Snowballs, BAMSNOBALLS. There's no W on our snowballs.
Okay, so your snowballs are S-N-O-B-A-L-L-S. Okay, and BAM.
Yes.
So when you say BAM, you just mean BAM snowball. So, like, in other words, there it is kind of thing.
BAM, it jump out at you. But there's also another meaning about it.
And by the way, for anybody listening, you can find us on Instagram at BAM Snowballs, so BAMSNOBALLS, and then and on Facebook and Twitter as BAM Snowballs as well.
Awesome.
But the BAM Snowballs, it basically, when you look at us, we're also superhero themed. So, like, we have comics inside the shop, and kids can come look at, or adults, of course, while they're eating their snowballs. And we got, like, artwork on the wall that basically pays homage and symbolizes Pensacola, as well, the city we're from, as well as superheroes and everything like that, the theme. So the BAM is kind of like gives that onomatopoeia portion that you see in the comics and everything like that, as well as it's actually a double meaning. It stands for by all means.
I love
B-A-M,
that.
BAM, by all means.
So you've given
and
it.
Where that originates from is the production company that was originally started that you see, as you read about earlier. That's called By All Means Creations,
wow.
And that's for the for photography and videography, and that's kind of where it all started, to where long ago, years ago, me and my brother talking to each other, everything like that, and we're just talking about By All Means, and basically everybody can relate to that in the sense that they want to get something done by all means, or they want to do something by all means, or achieve something, or be something. So it's kind of like, we decided to still incorporate that by all means, but then throw the comic book theme as well as the onomatopoeia and all that, so get BAM snowballs.
Well, every time, I never thought I would ever hear the onomatopoeia word again in life after grade school. So
yeah,
you,
I'm saying a little bit more than I like now.
Well, listen, and all I can think of is Batman. This is way going back. Folks, I'll bring you up to speed on these amazing brothers in the book. But, yeah, see, for the older folks, there was a TV show long ago called Batman, And they used to show those words like bam and all those onomatopoeia type words. So listen, just to bring everybody up to speed here on this broadcast today, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And for Upscale Magazine Radio, which really is this brand new legendary magazine that we are the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming partner to, which is, again, Upscale Magazine Radio. You guys are amongst the first to be part of this new operation. So I just wanted to kind of spring that on you this morning. So thank you so much for joining us. Yes. So, again, we're talking to Jamari and Jamal Sharp. And I've got to say this because I find it incredibly just unbelievable that you guys are just 24 years old. You're very, very young, and to have created so much in the way of business from locations with your snowballs, your BAM snowballs, to everything that you guys are doing. And I've got to say, I also have to take a moment. They would kill me over at the Vet Talk radio show, which is on my network right here, and folks hear it over at Upscale Magazine Radio as well. But so Jamari, you are a staff sergeant in the United States Air Force, and I just wanted to, I was just blown away with that note there. Since we produce, I've gotten to know a lot of veterans, and I just, every week we do a show here, a live broadcast, and we pay tribute to these incredible folks, and I just wanted to thank you for your service, and it's impressive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. I appreciate that, definitely.
Absolutely. Now, gentlemen, I've got to turn to some more about these snowballs. It's hard to say that name. I don't know why. It just always brings, you know, it's light and airy. It makes me think of the kids a lot, too. So you talked a little bit earlier about when they come into your actual location, your food spot there. So, and the children, it's light and airy and everything that's going on there. So, but what does this really mean to you, you know, inspiring the young people? What's been the response in Pensacola to this and your efforts? Yeah, either of you, Jamari or Jamal, jump right on in.
Man, the response is amazing. We love seeing the little kids and even the grown adults come into our establishment and just feel the love and feel the vibes that we give off when you come in. We have music playing, there's artwork in there, the snowball's going to be good, people are going to be laughing and playing and joking around. It just feels amazing. The community most definitely rocks out with every grand opening we've had. The community that showed up and showed out. We have a lot of support that we have to thank the Pensacola community for, most definitely. We just love impacting the youth, you know, where the young kids can see people, because we're still young guys as well, so they can see kind of people their age or people they look up to or closer to them, that they can see that they're doing something. So that's a great feeling. Every time I walk in the shop, I just get a smile on my face. Kids in there, kids recognize us. Good point. That's the guy who owns this shop. That's the guy who passed me my snowball. Sometimes we do speaking engagements at schools as well, and kids will remember us from their school and come in the shop and just like light up whenever they see us.
Okay, now I have got to ask you guys, how did you get this little certain something, this entrepreneurial, you know, seed? Who planted it? Because it's got to start somewhere, and we don't often see this, you know, in the way that the media portrays young men of color and all of that. So who planted this? How did this all get started in you guys? Let me just say this again. You're about 24 years old, you know. So who put this inside of you? Please tell us.
Man, you know, since I can remember, my dad didn't have a business, but he did everything himself. So in a sense, you can call him an entrepreneur, whether he fits like little odd jobs around the house or things with our cars. We've always seen him do things for himself. My mom actually has a cake business as well. She decorates cakes, Son of Divine.
Wow.
Creations. She bakes cakes, decorates them, gourmet cakes. So we've seen that in the house growing up as well. And then I'm in college. I've had a job. And I was thinking, you know, I kind of want to do some things for myself. So I picked up the camera, ended up going to work with that. And then I put my brother on. He decided he wanted to be a part. And then just, you know, doing that, thinking about, so that's kind of where the first entrepreneur kind of spirit first started.
And I'm going to take a guess here. Right. I'm going to take a stab. That's Jamal talking, correct?
Yes, sir. It's Jamal.
Now, did I do well or what? Okay. So, all right.
Hold on. You got.
Thank you. Well, that's called active listening. So, you gave me a lot of clues there to figure it out. Well, listen, I am excited for you guys. I really am. And the other thing I wanted to make sure, whatever we can do to send folks, if you're in the Pensacola area, so far, my understanding correctly, you have two different brick-and-mortar locations and a mobile food trailer. Is that correct?
Yes,
or,
sir.
Yeah. So how can we send people to these wonderful businesses you have?
You can check us out on Facebook at Bam Snowballs or Instagram, Bam Snowballs, or Twitter at Bam Snowballs with no W. And you can always email us at bamsnowballs@gmail.com.
And reach out to us at Hair Radio and UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, of course, and we will put you in touch with these incredible gentlemen. We're so excited for all that they are working on. And so, and I was also very pleased to hear that you guys are a part of the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce in Pensacola, Florida. So that's great. Yes. You're able to network with other businesses. And so that's incredibly important.
Yeah, a group of people here has definitely helped us with our business a lot, and we most definitely thank them so much.
Awesome. So what's next for you guys? What else can you tell us? What's next? And how do I get my snowball up here in New York City for me? And, how do I get the taste of those snowballs up here? I'll let you figure that part out.
We do have DoorDash, but I don't think they'll come all the way out there.
Not yet, dog. But you know what? I think this is incredibly I'm very excited for you guys. So that means I'll have to take a trip down to Pensacola. So I'm happy to do that. I don't think I've ever been specifically to Pensacola. Of course, I've been to Florida many times. But I'm excited about all that you guys are doing. I'm super, super hyped. So this is just incredible. So what's next for you? What is next? Of course, I see you guys taking over the world, but what's next for you?
we most definitely want another mobile unit. We want another. We don't know if we're going to have a brick-and-mortar or mobile unit, and we want to get one in Las Vegas. My brother lives in Las Vegas. I'm here in Pensacola, and I kind of do this. I man all the shops and everything here, but we want to jump all the way to Las Vegas. I know it's kind of different. But we think what we've been working, and we kind of got a plan in mind where we want to bring it to the West Coast. And so I think that may be one of the next steps.
I take my hat off to you. And for you guys out there who are tuned in, I love Las Vegas. I've had a chance to go out to Vegas many times. And I love it for the weather. I love it for its proximity to, like, L.A. and all that kind of stuff. It's so close, folks. You really... And they're doing some amazing things, and it's just a remarkable community. So please support these young fellas. Support them and all of their efforts. Again, please remind everybody on Instagram how they can find you across social media. Please take it away.
Yes, sir. Bam Snowballs on everything. BAMSNOBALLS. Remember, the Snowballs does not have a W. Bam Snowballs on everything. And the rest we'll take care of.
Awesome. And I want to also ask you guys if you have anybody you want to shout out to
before we say goodbye?
Man, shout out to my mom. She does a phenomenal job helping us out. Without her, this snowball shop would not be going. Shout out to my dad. He helps out a lot. Shout out to all my employees. My employees, they help us enormously. Our employees help us out enormously. So most definitely shout out to them. Shout out to Dustin, a great friend of mine. He actually has a flavor named after him. So shout out to Dustin, and my brother might want to say a few people.
Please.
Yeah, for sure. My parents, my mom, and my dad, as well as my brother. Originally, when we first opened up, no employees, no anything, literally just us, and we were just grinding day in and day out. Like, we had a crazy outcome from the grand opening. A lot of people came. That week was just a crazy rush, crazy everything, and literally it was just all of us, like the sharps in there just grinding, getting to it. So definitely there's a big part of our success and still are right now. Anytime we call them right now, we need to come open up the shop or help. My mom stays in there all the time. So really want to give a shout out to them. Also the city of Pensacola, they've been nothing but helpful in the way they support us and the way they share our posts and like our stuff and show up to events we have or participate in little things we do. So just grateful for all that. And, of course, our employees, especially now in the times of COVID and job shortages, people, it's hard to find employees. They're not showing up and not doing stuff. But our employees, they get the job done for us and take care of things, even without us having to ask a lot of times. So we're very grateful for that. And, I want to give a shout-out to you, man, for letting us come on and share a little bit of our story on your platform and everything. So just want to say thank you for that.
Absolutely. And I can already see why you guys are successful. I think we all have heard it right here today. I've been talking to folks for years and years, and I don't think I've ever heard that kind of thank you to the folks who are supporting your operation, your employees, and your colleagues and coworkers and all of that. And when you take time to acknowledge that, that is huge to me. And your parents and all of the sharps and everybody else who has supported you on your journey. I just want to make sure and get some cake. Tell your mom I want some cake now. I must be hungry. I'm sending out requests through the radio show this morning to get me some, to put an order for a cake, okay, as well as my snowballs and all that wonderful good stuff that you guys are working on. Jamari, Jamal Sharp, and also I want to shout out to your colleague there, Darian, and everything that you guys are doing. We appreciate you here at the Hair Radio Show and Upscale Magazine Radio, as well as Hair Radio. So thank you so much. And continue all that you're working on.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram.
Awesome.
And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right. I just want to say thank you. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Wednesday morning. We want to send you off on this August 3rd with just everything. 2022. It's our show number 736. Nicole Marie, great show. Michael
yes,
Hopkins,
it was a great,
great
show,
guys.
Yes, it
I
was.
Think we did, we did some. We had some great folks on today. It was
yes,
just a very special broadcast, and as it is every day here on the broadcast, on the All New
exactly.
Radio Show, tomorrow's no exception. We'll be back about 6 in the morning Eastern Time. That is 5 o'clock in the morning for you guys out in the Central Time Zone, and a little earlier if you're on the Pacific Coast. So I'm happy. Now, we've got some surprise folks in store for tomorrow. We'll have something special in the 8 o'clock spotlight. And then Friday, of course, we have a wonderful lady joining us. Her first name is Jay, J-A-I. Is that not beautiful? We'll talk.
Nice.
We can't wait. I'll tell you a little bit more about her on tomorrow's show. And then we've got some new music that will be rolling out tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. And this show, you'll be able to catch the replay and within the next hour or two over at the amazing new 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming website, a streaming broadcast network. Well, hold it. You can't stream and broadcast. Well, yes, you can. Anyway, it's upscalemagazineradio.com. Upscalemagazineradio.com. Of course, these are the folks behind the incredible 30-something-year-old Upscale Magazine, which is known in African-American homes, known on the newsstand. It's still sold on the newsstand. Their website is upscalemagazine.com. Go to that. Check it out. They've got everything in there, including digital subscriptions and so much more. So please check it out. And we are going to just, so guys, what did you think of today's show? Michael Hopkins, let me start with you. What did you think?
Oh, it was excellent. It really was. I loved, especially, I just keep thinking about when the young man was on there and he was talking about
Jorge, basically the disability
that he has. And it just makes me want to go and do the research because I have family members that have issues like that.
Okay. Well, Michael, that was mid-show. And you guys can check it out again, if you sign on and go over to the upscalemagazineradio.com, you'll be able to hear the show play again in just a bit and listen if you missed that interview. Nicole Marie, what about yourself? What did today's show mean to you?
The show was fabulous, as it always is. I enjoyed listening to the Sharp twins. Those are very special young men. Jamal and Tamara, yes. I love the way that they just recognize the people that support them and appreciate them, especially their employees. Just letting them know just how much they appreciate them. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Because usually people, they will acknowledge, oh, my family or my friends or something, this person helped me or that person helped me. But when you focus on your employees, the people that are actually doing the front line, doing the work, that's important and that's special.
And I wish to take a page from their playbook, as we all should.
Yes.
So listen, folks, it was a great show. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 a.m., for the next installment of the On the Hair Radio Morning Show. Make it a great Wednesday. We just did. Here's the outro. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show